You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So tomorrow, Ireland, you know what I'm doing tomorrow?
You're pokering, are
That's
you not?
That's right. I'm playing in the $10,000 main event at Commerce Casino in the L.A. Poker Classic. And if I make it to day two, what are my odds making it to day two of the L.A. Poker Classic?
How many people are in it, roughly?
1,000.
Oh, less than 5%.
Oh, come on. I'm moving on.
No.
I'm moving on. If I make it to day two, Commerce is...
You don't have the patience. Commerce, you want to leave at halftime.
No, I am playing this thing for real. I'm going to the final table. Tomorrow, Commerce is going to give away four $250 poker tourney tickets if I advance to the second round, and I intend to.
So the second round would be Sunday?
Yeah, it would be Sunday, and then Okay. Next weekend would be day three and day four.
Okay, so it's four day extravaganza.
I've seen him play, and it's a different person.
All right,
I'm a
so
different person.
For those of you who haven't been listening for the past couple of days, we got some really sad news.
Yeah.
When Michael and I were in San Francisco, we got a call that our longtime stat man, Doug Mann, had tragically passed away unexpectedly. Doug was the statistician for Vin Scully, for Chick Hearn, for Bob Miller at the Kings. And as I wrote in a tweet, thank God for Michael and me. But he was always the first person. Pepe, you get there early. Doug was always the first one there.
Always.
Like,
always.
And was fiercely protective of Michael and I and all of his announcers. And so in honor of Doug, Michael has composed one of his poems.
Yes.
Michael, what do you got?
A poem in honor, memory of Doug Mann, stat man extraordinaire. Every now and then, you get to work with the best men. An example of that, you know, when you listen to the Mason and Ireland show. While the coaches came up with their game plan, we know during a Laker game, we'd receive accurate stats. Because of Doug Mann. During games, sometimes Doug Mann would give us an unusual stat, and we would always ask him, are you sure about that? Then he'd give us a look of never doubt the stat from him that we just took. He would look at us and say he's been doing stats for so long, the stats he handed us were never wrong. John would introduce Doug before each game, and his introduction was always the same. The best in the business! John would always say, but be that as it may, because indeed it was true, just know if he offered to pick up a pie for you.
Oh,
you knew that was getting worse.
Yeah, it was in there.
And though he was the best stat man, as we say, but for the pies he offered to get you, he was going to make you pay. And as John and Mace often say, hail fellow, well met. I'm really going to miss Doug. Because now, my own pies from Gus's, I'm going to have to get.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Doug, man, we will miss you, Doug. When my time comes and I see you in heaven, despite making me pay for my pies, I'll still give you a hug. Doug, man, stat man, one of a kind. Another one like you, we will never find.
Oh, very good, Michael. And the Lakers, if you're going to the game tonight, the Lakers are going to recognize Doug with a moment of silence. I've worked with Matt Shelton, our game entertainment director, and I've been sending him pictures of Doug. And Pepe, we haven't heard from you about this. I mean, it's you talked to Doug as much as we did. I mean, it's just it's so sad.
It is very sad. He was different.
Yeah, that
he was different.
He was quirky, and he was very good at his job. And the dynamic between him and Michael was really fun. The dynamic between him and Michael is very similar to the dynamic between you and Michael. And it was very fun to be around.
Yeah, yes, and he was very, he was always helping me.
Right.
Seriously. I don't know if you remember when you were sitting in front of us.
Sure.
He was giving me notes.
He would turn around and
notes.
Hand you notes that he had already given me.
All the
yeah.
time. And
you guys weren't paying him. We were paying him. Yeah.
You know, he told me why the Lakers were called the Lakers. You know why?
I know, yeah.
Why?
Because of the cargo ships that worked the lakes.
Yeah, I didn't know that until Michael told me.
Doug told me that.
Doug told you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be very, very much missed, and there will never be – an LA sports historian with his institutional knowledge.
Oh, I mean, totally.
You think about it. He started doing stats in Southern California in 1974.
Wow.
And then hooked in with Vin in 1976. Then he went over to Chick. And then he was probably 25, 30 years with Bob, Miller. All three went to the Hall of Fame. And like I tell people, I said this yesterday on the show, Doug was my connection to those guys, to Vin and Chick and Bob. So in a lot of ways, to me, Doug was like Yoda.
Yes.
I you know, he was like this mountain of information that if anything ever came up in a game, I would just say, what do you do with this? And he goes, well, I'll tell you what Chick would do, or I'll tell you what Vin would do. And now it's going to be weird tonight, me doing this game.
I'm sure it is.
And now it's going to be very difficult for whoever is going to do the stats for you.
Right. Well, he's been, and again, excuse me, 3 games in 4 nights. He's been at my right hand for every game I've done for 14 years until tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight will be the first night. It'll be a sad night.
No,
for
sure. Hail fellow Will Matt.
Today's Game of Games is dedicated to Doug.
Good.
Oh, very nice.
Good.
Stats.
So I wanted to do something completely different. I'm actually super irritated with a Southern California athlete.
Ooh. Okay.
Which one? Who?
This is
I'm
the
trying
quote.
To think of who this could be.
Male or female? Give us a hint.
I think I know who it is. Go ahead.
Male or female?
This is a direct quote from this guy. I do not wish this life upon anybody.
What? As a pro athlete?
Yes. Huh? You know who said it?
I have a guess.
Yeah, take a shot.
I think it's Anthony Rendon.
It is Anthony Rendon. Can you believe the gall of Anthony Rendon, who has made $697,000 per game he has actually played in the last 3 years, saying, I do not wish this life on any...
Why?
Are you kidding me?
Why?
Because it's hard for him, apparently. It's difficult. He doesn't love the game the way other people love the game. And all I'm thinking is, if I'm an Angels fan, and I'm working all day at some job, and then I'm driving Uber at night, and my wife is out working, and she's trying to make, and we're trying to get a kid through college or whatever it is, I wouldn't wish this life upon anybody. How tone deaf and ridiculous is that?
Audie Moreno, I'd be ticked off.
Yeah.
Gave him the money.
I don't know if I've come across an athlete in Los Angeles who has read the room worse than Anthony Rendon. I mean, he just, every time he opens his mouth, he digs a hole.
But wait a minute. Can't he just retire?
Well, he's under contract
he's
for
under
two more years.
And he's making money.
He can retire.
He's making money. He can play his 40 games a year.
If he hated it, quit. I'm sure he's made enough.
I'm sure he likes the money part of it.
Well, he's made
he
enough.
Just doesn't like the playing part of it. It's that thing Ramon always talks about, the care factor. How much does he care? The answer is not at all.
Wait a minute, Mace. If I was Artie Moreno, if I was my team, and he said this, and he really feels this way, you know what I would do?
What?
Even though I owe him money, I just cut him. I just release him. I don't want that kind of...
But you have to pay him.
So what? I don't want that kind of mentality around my business.
I don't know that that's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm paying him, but I'm paying him for what? 40, 45 games a year
and he
or
doesn't,
whatever
and
it is.
And he hates being here?
And you've got this negative guy in your clubhouse
right.
who
you
doesn't
know,
really love
you know
baseball?
What I do if I was Artie Moreno?
What?
I will trade him to the worst team and the worst city and MLB.
But they'll have to want him, though. And
yeah, why would that team want him?
And why would they pay? Well, like, you could trade him to Oakland,
right.
which is like Siberia, but why would Oakland pay him?
I will pay his salary.
Oh, you'll pay the salary?
Oh, you just want him out.
And you,
yeah.
Something similar happened to Raul Mondesi, not for the same reasons. They sent
right.
him to Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay? He's Latino, playing in Los Angeles.
Yeah, kind of had the world at his feet.
He goes to Toronto, and his career... When kaput.
Yeah. Man, yeah. What an ungrateful chump.
I don't wish this life on anybody.
Yeah. He desperately.
I play a game, and I don't play it very often, and I make millions
What's
of
make,
dollars.
Like,
there is a whole business of people that deal in crisis PR. They desperately need to get a hold of me, Anthony Rendon.
Where is Rendon?
Because every time he says something, it's bad.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
I'll look it up.
Because I was looking it up, but I don't have.
All right, coming up next for you, the stupidest thing LeBron's ever said.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This is a great one. It's a great one. It's Friday, by the way. You're driving home from work, and some moron is texting on the phone next to you, hits and causes a traffic accident, and you're immediately sore. But you call the doctor, doctor's office is closed for the weekend, then you wait until Monday, and they say they're booked solid and can't get you in for an appointment for another week, and suddenly you go 10 days without any treatment for your injury. Don't do this to yourself. If you're injured, call Jacob. Even on a Friday night, even middle of the night Sunday, my friend Jacob and his team will guide you, letting you know if you should go to urgent care or the emergency room, or they're going to schedule a doctor's appointment for you on Monday with a specialist in your area that will not only document your injuries, but it'll also get you back on the road to recovery without delay. So if you're injured in any kind of accident, don't wait. Call Jacob. Let him help you. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
The failsafe. Brian was right there with it. Call Jacob.com. And if you're not following Jacob on Instagram, go do it at call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, boys. Jeopardy question came up that stumped everyone. I can't believe this question stumped
everyone. Oh, it won't stump me.
I want you guys to try to answer it in the form of Jeopardy. Category, okay. Landmarks.
Landmarks.
And when I saw it, I got it right away. So this is like a mini game of games. Okay. See if y'all can get it.
Answer
in the form of Jeopardy, Pepe. The distance between its legs at ground level is 630 feet, making it as wide as it is tall.
Mason. Eiffel Tower.
That's what a lot of people answered. It's not that.
No. Ireland.
Ireland. Oh, you got to say it in form of Jeopardy.
What is the Lincoln Memorial?
Nope. See, I can't believe this stumped people.
This is
so obvious.
Pepe, what do you think?
Its legs are as wide as it is tall. It's a world famous landmark. I'll give you a hint. It's in the United States.
Okay.
Wide.
Pepe.
Yes.
What is the St. Louis Arch.
That's right, the St. Louis Arch.
Very good,
Pepe.
That is good. That is very good. I was thinking, in your honor, Mace, Mount Rushmore.
Oh,
but, no. I just got to think legs.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about Anthony Rendon. He doesn't want anybody to have to go through what he's going through right now.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He should retire. How much money does he have left?
Thoughts and prayers, Anthony. Thoughts and prayers. So this is something LeBron James said over the All-Star weekend. He was talking about whether or not he wants a farewell tour. That is an interesting discussion in and of itself. But he also said, I've never been that great with accepting praise. Mike, are you kidding me? It is King James. He's putting it says chosen one across his chest. I mean, come on. He's never been good at accepting praise.
Although I think the topic is interesting because, for example,
by the way, same for me. I've never been good at accepting praise.
No, for example, if they told us your last show is a year from now, Mason would want a huge farewell tour, and I wouldn't want anything.
Correct.
So it is a – I think you do the job, and the job is the thing.
So do you think LeBron wants a farewell tour since he's
That's what started all this.
He's saying he's never been good with accepting praise.
I mean, you were around for Kareem's, right?
That was pretty cool.
I'm surprised Kareem played along with it. Like, if somebody gave him a rocking chair and he like got in it and rocked.
Yeah,
and
the huge rocking chair.
Yeah.
See, you know what it is? I think a lot about legacy. And that's why I've set up scholarships, all kinds of stuff Bowling Green has a scholarship now in my name for kids in the radio, TV, communication school, all that stuff. I think about legacy, and I would like a send off of some kind. Now it's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, right. You're around for a while.
I'm going to be here for
one. Kobe had one, obviously. Yeah. Michael Jordan didn't get one because nobody knew if he was going to retire.
Right.
Not.
He just retired.
Suddenly.
Jordan strikes me as somebody who wouldn't care about a retirement.
I think LeBron is going to get over this accepting praise thing. And I think he is going to have a farewell tour.
Yes, I think
he should.
Wouldn't you want one, Michael? Your last year? Don't you want people to know, hey, it's my last year?
Yep, if I was as great as him, I'd want to be recognized.
But what about you personally?
No.
It's your last year.
No.
Last year of Michael Thompson. Last year of Michael Thompson doing games.
When I retired from the Lakers, I wasn't going to get any kind of farewell tour, but I didn't tell anybody. I just didn't. You're supposed to notify the NBA if you're going to retire. I didn't even do that. I just said, I'm done. I don't need.
Pepe, don't you want a farewell tour?
No, it's okay.
You get to wave at everybody.
Everybody would wave back.
Maybe.
That would be the one night everyone would wave back.
Farewell, Pepe.
I have a question for the two of you. Uh-huh. On Tuesday, you guys are going to be.
There's three of us here.
Yeah, right, you're not part of this.
We're going
of this room. Three of us are in the Hall of Fame.
Going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we're not. He's in the Bohemian Hall of Fame.
Yeah, does that count?
Yeah, Bohemian.
We're in the.
Michael's the only one who has a street named after him.
If you carry some.
Is there a Pepe Montilla Boulevard? There's a Michael Thompson Boulevard.
Yeah. Pepe.
We're all.
Yeah,
Michael,
you know how they do that?
Wow.
When Michael comes to town, they put the sign.
And then when he leaves, they take it down.
Yeah.
So in Minnesota.
It becomes Rick Fox Avenue when you're not on the island.
I can understand that.
So on Tuesday. The two of you are going to speak, or only one?
Southern California Sports
Morales
Broadcasters
is
Hall of
Fame. Introducing us, and Mason will accept in our honor.
And you're not going to say anything?
If I win another award, I will, but for that thing, I don't care.
How long is the speech supposed to be?
I'm 60 seconds. I'm not doing a magnus opus, if that's an actual thing that popped into my head.
It always is, whenever you come up with these words.
Magnus opus. How long is your speech going to be, Pepe?
I don't know. Been a long time.
Do 10 minutes.
It's been a long time since they told us that they were going to put it there.
Because we got named to this thing before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question about protocol at a funeral. So I go to my coach's funeral last week, right?
Yes. Well, that has something to do with
speaking.
Sharp left
so I look at the program for my coach, and they say speakers, blah, 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 Michael Thompson, blah, blah, blah. Nobody told me I was going to speak at the funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They never asked you?
They never asked me. They just said my name. I was supposed to go up there and say something.
Did you just wing it?
Yeah, I just went up there and winged it and had a good time doing it. But they gave us a 3-minute time limit.
Oh, really? Just three minutes?
Okay, so great story about that. When Elgin Baylor got his statue, the great Bill Withers, the singer.
Yeah. I said sunshine.
Find some Bill Withers, Brian.
It was in Elgin Baylor. It was Kareem.
Was it Kareem's statue?
Yeah.
So Bill gets up there. I thought it was Elgin's, but he gets up there and they tell him, this is Bill. And they tell Bill, you got 5 minutes. He went 26 minutes.
He had a really good story.
Spectrum was televising it, and they're like, AJ, he's got such a short fuse. He's, this guy's killing me. it was really funny. Yeah. I'm like, who's going to tell Bill Withers to shut up?
Right.
So let's go up there, give him a good 5-minute talk.
You think 5 minutes? Yeah. I think 5 minutes is too long.
Too much?
Yeah. I'm going to do a tight.
History of Mason and Ireland.
Yeah. You have a lot of things to say, Mason.
I do. But Ireland embarrasses me by not saying anything. He's like, he's got this weird fake humility that is.
If I win a different award, then I will. But this award means more to you than it does to me.
To be in the Hall of Fame with all the legends that over the years have been in this town?
With Cheek and with Bob and with...
You're in the same Hall of Fame with them.
But are Stu and Billy in this thing? I think they both are.
Stu isn't, yeah.
Billy's coming.
Yeah, Bill McDonald.
Oh, Billy's going to be there, yeah.
No, and Billy is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's Tuesday. Are we carrying it live? Are we broadcasting that, Bergman? Are we broadcasting our...
Social will be there.
If you go over the limit...
Yeah. They'll play me off?
Yeah, Bergman's not extending. You have to work that day.
Absolutely.
How long should my speech be, Bergman?
It should be 15 minutes.
No, there's no way
you
I'm
should
talking.
Just I don't wax have that much poetic to say. For as long as you can.
No, I'm going to do...
No, yeah, you should.
I'm extending to 2 minutes.
Because your career, I mean, like, you've been everywhere.
Yeah, it's true.
How long are you going to speak, Pepe?
Yeah, pepperoni.
And are you going to do it in English and Spanish?
I'm going to do it in English with my accent, and hopefully people will understand. I won't say the word horse.
Yeah, you should, the horse. You should steer clear of that, if at all possible.
Because you guys really, I mean, this is like a
You're famous for it.
There's a cloud following me that is horse.
Yep, horse, exactly.
Oh, my God.
The horse are following you.
Yeah. All right, so you know what time it is.
Heck yeah.
Time to do a little Fifth Row Fridays with BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. We've got tickets for the Fifth Row Lakers Thunder at Crypto.com Arena, but...
Good game.
Had to be listening Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today to be able to answer these questions. A lot of people take notes in order to win. We'll open the phone lines now. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN for Fifth Row Fridays with BBGO. Good luck. Talk to you in a minute. 710-ESPN.
All right. Do you play pickleball? We got a big pickleball tournament coming
up.
Tennis, if you're a runner, you need iSpot Active. Go to this website, icebodactive.com. True story. On Sunday, I played golf in the morning, and then I had to load a moving truck. And my back was killing me by about 3 o'clock. I put on my iSpot Active shirt, laid on the floor for 20 minutes, got up, pain was gone. That's what wearable cryotherapy can do for you. iSpot Active has compression shirts and pants that have slots where you put in ice-cold gel packs, and it's just a smarter way to ice. If you go to that website, iSpotActive.com, you'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy. He's one of the owners of the company. He will... have a testimonial on there. There's a testimonial from a doctor, and it'll answer any questions that you have. And always, always, with iSpot Active, you get free shipping. Mace, you've been wearing your iSpot Active shirt?
I have been, yeah. I got pickleball shoulder right now.
There you go. It's perfect for that because I get those gel packs right on top of your shoulders. So if you want to feel better, if you're active and you get sore, and you want to feel better, check it out today. iSpot Active, iSpotActive.com.
All right, Fifth Row Friday's time. Service Titan Shooter on. Pepe's hanging out. Michael Thompson's hanging out. Lakers versus Spurs tonight. Wemby at Crypto.com Arena.
All right, this is a favorite thing that we do on this show. We give away on Fridays Fifth Row seats. I always get to meet, Michael and I both, get to meet the Fifth Row Friday winners. And they're so thankful, and it's such a great prize. And we're giving them away now. We're going to ask you a question about something that happened on the show from each day. So there's a question from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The first person who gets all five answers correctly wins the tickets.
Yes.
So, Mace, who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Jonathan in Oceanside.
Okay. Jonathan, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. Okay. The first question will come from Gregory Bergman. Greg, what do you got?
Full name. All right. So on Monday, when I was working with DeMarco Farr, I found out something about my phone that I did not understand. I just found it out. What was that thing?
It was pinning the text threads.
Absolutely.
Pinning messages. Yeah. Very good, nice. Jonathan. I like it.
All right. Number two. What does Momo keep in her trunk?
She keeps a bat.
That is correct.
Oh, this guy might run the table.
He has notes. He told me on the phone.
Okay.
Good.
Way to go, Jonathan. All right. Three more and you're in. Jonathan, what's the name of the actress that Pepe said no one knew who it was?
Verna Lizzi.
I think
this guy's blowing it. I think this guy's going to run the table.
To be fair, we actually said we're giving this question away.
The answer is going to be Verna Lizzi for Wednesday.
All right, two more, Jonathan. Bring it home.
Okay. What was the name of the employee that gave me my Secret Santa gift on the air?
That was Nick Riley, digital sales manager.
No. Oh, Jonathan.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Oh.
You got the wrong right. Name?
And he realized.
He realized.
Yeah.
That was who you gave.
I gave Nick his Secret Santa gift.
You read exactly the question. Yeah. He was so good.
He was right there.
All right, that opens the door for somebody.
Yeah, let's go to Jerry in L.A. Jerry, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, Jerry, let's get this home. Greg, question one.
So on Monday with DeMarco Farr, what is the feature I found out about my phone?
The pin text.
Okay, good enough.
What does Momo keep in her trunk?
The bat.
What's the name of the actress that Pepe said no one knew who it was?
Verna Lizzie.
She's getting very famous, by the way. Yeah. Number four, what was the name of the employee that gave me a Secret Santa gift on the air yesterday?
This is the lady that works in management.
Yep.
Is it
five?
Steph?
Four.
Say it again.
Steph?
No.
We do have a Stephanie that works here, but that was quite a bit.
Do they have to get the full name or just the first
name? No, just her first name.
Just first name.
That's the only thing we gave.
Let's try Julian in Redlands. Julian, you're very close here. Do you know that answer to number four, or is it? Should we go through this exercise?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
glad, all right.
Glad
all right,
you
so that means lines are open. If you know the name, the first name of the person that gave Mason a secret Santa gift on Thursday, yesterday's show. I was in San Francisco. Mace was here. She came in and gave Mace. She gave you some stuff you liked.
Yeah.
Right? What'd she give you?
She gave me a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank.
Yeah, and something else,
and
too.
And a cool Beyonce commemorative thing.
Okay. Gustavo in Bell Gardens. Gustavo, do you know the name of the person that gave Mason his Secret Santa gift?
No.
You want to guess?
You know what? Yeah, go ahead. I'm down. Let's go.
No, go ahead and guess.
Oh, go ahead and guess.
Janessa.
Oh!
You got it. Okay, wait a minute. So we got to go back over the questions 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
So, Greg, question one.
What did I find out about my phone, feature on my phone on Monday?
Pintech.
What does Momo keep in her trunk?
A bat.
What's the name of the actress that Pepe said no one knew who it was?
Verna Lizzie.
Okay, now, if you get this, Gustavo, you win the Fifth Row Friday
tickets.
Two more.
He already
got Janessa.
Okay.
All right, here's the one that you can win it on, Gustavo, from today's show.
Okay.
What is Pepe's real first name?
Jose.
Boom! Yeah!
There you go!
Gustavo!
Oh, congratulations.
Gustavo, it sounded like you had notes. Were you looking at your notes for Janessa and Pepe?
No, you know what? I thought it was Juan for a minute, but I was like, no, it's Jose for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
Way
for you,
go,
man.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fifth row seats for Lakers versus Thunder, which is a great game at Crypto.
You get to see Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Gustavo.
That's right. Plus a full-size Verna Lizzie poster that you can hang on the wall in your bedroom.
True. Not true.
And Thomas.
No, his name is Chet.
It's Thomas.
Chet.
Thomas Holmgren.
Hey, Gustavo.
Gustavo, do you know who you're going to invite to come with you?
My girlfriend, of course.
Of course.
Good work.
Good call.
All right, hang on the line. Bergman's going to get some of your info, okay?
There's Gustavo, who had it nailed. Let me just ask a question. So before we get to Game of Games and all that stuff, you play poker.
Yeah, a lot.
I'm playing in a big tournament at Commerce tomorrow. What is your advice? And again,
tell you what Dr. Buss told me.
Okay.
He said the number one mistake, he was a world-class poker player. And this is hard because you and I both do it.
Yep.
He says the number one mistake people make in poker tournaments is they play too many hands. You've got to wait. You've got to wait until you get either the nuts or very close to it. And here's the thing that knocked me out of the ESPN tournament.
Yeah.
I outlasted you. I outlasted everybody.
Yep.
And what got me was I had the second best hand.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one hand out there that could beat me. And it became obvious fairly early that somebody else had that hand.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm pot committed.
Yep.
I'm staying in. I got a good chance to win with the second best hand. And it went down exactly what I feared. I had a queen high straight. I had a king high straight. He had an ace high straight.
So when you have the money already there, you are willing to lose that money?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can always fold.
Yep.
And that, Mace, that's the advice I'm giving you. And what Dr. Buss would say to you is, if you sense that somebody else at the table has the nuts, don't be afraid to get out.
Right. This is somebody tweeted me. Jonathan Evans tweeted me. Best advice is never think someone is bluffing. Fold.
Right. If you have questions about, like, for example, one of the reasons I hang around is if I get a low pair and there are high cards on the table, I get out. So if I'm holding...
Even if you have a low pair.
If I'm holding...
Pair of sixes.
Okay, I'm holding pocket sixes. And the flop, or the flop goes...
King, queen, jack.
Right, I'm out.
Done. Even though you could pull a third six.
Correct. Right.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Because chances are somebody at the table has at least one of those
pair of
three
queens,
cards.
Pair of jacks,
so I'm playing
kings,
from behind.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of poker players would say, well, you're gutless. You got to stay in with the pair.
Right. I mean, you can try to suck something out on the turn or the river. Right.
So I stay in if nobody bets it up. But if somebody bets before me, that tells me he's got one of those three cards.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Or he might be bluffing.
But what that's the point of the story is that you have to assume he's not.
Yeah.
So you have to assume that nobody's bluffing.
Right.
Correct.
Like if the guy says.
And I've bluffed before and gotten away with it, but you better have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You better be the muscle at the table if you do that.
I think you start with $10,000 in chips in this thing.
Well, keep in mind, the blinds go up the longer
blinds
you
keep
stay
going
in.
Up. Exactly.
All right. So coming up next is Game of Games. It is Michael Thompson's game, again, in honor of our friend Doug Mann.
Yes.
So that's coming up.
We will do
you
that.
You have the lead right now, don't you?
I do. Bergman, I believe I am leading in Game of Games at the
you
moment.
You are leading the month with three. Pepe has two. Laura has two. Ireland, two. Bergman, one. Sedano, one. Brian, one. DeMarco, one. Beto, one. Jacob, one.
And this is worth two starting today, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. That's
Brian,
coming.
You have Monday, right?
Yes, I do.
I have Tuesday. Okay.
Okay.
Hear that.
Coming up next for you, we do some Game of Games. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and Pepe Mantilla is here for it, and it is Michael Thompson's game. Michael, what do you got going?
Multiple choice, some buzz in, some closest to the number. Doug Mann, this game is in your honor and memory today. Stats and damn statistics. Multiple choice.
Lies and damn statistics.
Somebody said that, right?
Yeah.
What's that, Ronald Reagan? Somebody said that. How long did Doug Mann keep stats for Laker broadcasters? 50, 51, or 52 years?
Brian.
Wow.
51.
Greg.
I'll go 51 also.
Mace.
I'm also 51.
50. Pepe.
Oh.
50.
It is 50.
Not that Ireland had any advantage there.
There's no advantage for Ireland in this game at all.
Wait a minute. I told you guys earlier he started in 1974.
That's right. That's what I said.
I don't remember what happened last segment.
That's right. True.
Multiple choice. Third most total points scored in an NBA game. Wilt has 100. Kobe has 81. Third is how many points? Third most ever in a game.
Oh, is this
72, 73, or 78?
Greg.
73.
Mace.
73.
I'll say 73. Pepe.
It is 73.
Brian.
73.
It is 78.
Who scored 78?
Who scored 78?
That's my other one. Multiple choice. Oh. Who scored those 78 points? Wilt, Elgin, or David Thompson?
This one, Mace, is you.
Elgin.
I'll say Wilt. Pepe.
Elgin.
Brian.
I'm going to go Wilt, too.
Greg.
It's Wilt.
Michael.
It is Wilt.
All right. Greg, Brian, John.
Multiple choice.
2-1.
A.C. Green played in the most consecutive games in NBA history. What is the record? 1172, 1182, or 1192? Most consecutive games played.
All right. This one's mine. I'm not sure.
72, 82,
gonna guess,
or 92?
I'm going to guess C, 1192. Pepe.
82.
Brian.
82.
Greg.
I'm not going against Ireland on this. 92.
I'm going Mace. 72.
It is 92.
Okay.
1192.
So just me and you, right, Greg? Yep. Okay.
Everybody guesses here.
Okay.
Closest to the number. AC broke Randy Smith's consecutive games played streak. What was the number that AC passed? How many in a row did Randy Smith play? Closest to the number.
Okay, Pepe.
What was the numbers in the
1192 for AC?
What was Randy?
What was Randy? The run he broke.
Closest to the number.
11.
11?
Pepe.
No, 11. That's low. Yeah.
11681.
He said 11681.
He said 11,681. He's not winning. All right. Brian.
You're off.
1115.
Greg.
894.
Mace.
1101.
I think Bergman is the closest. I'm going to go, you can go over, right,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to go 895.
Oh, you are such a jerk.
906, Ireland wins.
Oh, yeah. I was so.
I knew you were close.
I knew I was close, too.
Yeah.
Multiple choice. Every player in the top 20 all-time NBA career scoring list is either black or white European. But who is the lone white American player in the top 20 at number 18 on the all-time scoring list? Jerry West, Rick Barry, or John Havlicek?
Oh, this is good. Brian. West, Barry, or Havlicek?
Let's go Barry.
Okay, Greg.
I'm going to go Havlicek.
Mace.
I'm going to go Barry.
I'm going to go Havlicek. Pepe.
Barry.
It is John Havlicek.
Ooh.
Number 18.
Okay. I believe I am winless so far.
You have yours, Chris. It's John 5, Greg 3, Pepe 1, Brian 1, and Mace Bupkis.
Multiple choice with a minimum amount of games played to qualify for the Lakers. Which player has the highest winning percentage in Laker history? Magic, Worthy, or me?
Greg.
It's Michael Thompson.
Mace.
It's Michael Thompson.
It is Michael Thompson. Yeah. Pepe.
It's Michael Thompson.
Brian.
MT.
It's me.
It was not at all self-serving.
That has never been said on the show before once.
It's the first time I've ever heard it, except for the last time you were here.
I just had to throw that stat in there. Doug Mann was proud of that. Multiple choice. As of today, rounding out his career scoring total, how many points has LeBron scored? 39,700, 39,800, or 39,900?
Mace.
39,800.
What were the other two choices?
700 or 900.
I'll do 900. Pepe.
800.
Brian.
900.
Greg.
It's rounding up to the highest?
Yep.
Then it's 900.
It is 800.
All right, who got it?
He's around 100.
Pepe got it. You get it, Mace?
Mason got it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, multiple choice. When Doug Mann asked me if I would like some pies from Gus's Fried Chicken, and I said, why, yes, I would love some. And he bought me the pies, including tax and delivery. How much did he erroneously and rudely make me pay him for my pies? $40, $50, or $60?
Oh, I should know this. Yeah, Mace, it's you.
It's me. I'll go 50.
I'll go 40, Pepe.
I'm going to say 60.
Okay, Brian.
I think 40.
Greg.
I think it's 40.
What is it, Michael?
$60.
Pepe got okay. Pepe's catching up.
Okay, just
I have
point
six,
of clarification.
Pepe has four.
Point of clarification: LeBron has scored 39,868 points.
Yeah,
if
I
you
said
round
rounding
up,
up.
Rounding up is 39,900.
I said 800. I meant the 800.
Then you rounded down.
No, 39,868.
No, I know. We should have got that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we should have gotten that.
Well, don't worry about it.
All right, it's fine. I'm just saying. Right. Point of clarification.
Oh,
not a complaint. No. It's a point of clarification so that people listening know that it's that the right answer is 29.
Yeah. Multiple choice here. Uh-huh. I'll let it go.
Right on the edge.
Thank you. Thank right you.
Multiple choice. I'm not that stickler like Pepe over there.
All right, and by the way, score. Ireland 6, Pepe 4, Greg 4, Mason Bryan 2. Let's do five more. You got five more?
Yep.
Okay.
Multiple choice. One of the pies Doug Mann bought me was a pecan pie. What was the other pie Doug bought me and charged me for? Sweet potato pie, apple pie, or strawberry cream pie?
Strawberry cream pie.
I think it was a sweet potato pie. Pepe.
I'm going to go along with you because you were there.
No, I wasn't. I didn't eat any of it. So we got two sweet potatoes. Brian.
I'm going to go apple.
All right, Greg.
Sweet potato.
Mace.
I think it was sweet potato.
It was sweet potato.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, all right, four more.
Who has multiple choice. Who has played in the most games as a Laker? Me or LeBron?
Oh, that's good.
Wow, that's actually probably pretty close.
Let me think. Michael got here.
Does that include playoffs?
Yes.
Okay, so Michael got here in 87. They made the playoffs every year. So 87.
Well, Pepe goes first.
Oh, okay, Pepe.
It's Michael.
88, 89, 90, 91. They both played exactly the same amount of time. Brian.
I'm going to go Michael, too.
Greg.
Because of how deep they win the playoffs, I'm going to go Michael also.
Mace.
Yeah, I'm going to go Michael.
I think it is Michael.
It is me.
Yeah. All right,
I am better than LeBron.
Another self-serving question.
That's right.
Michael, you have been the answer to two of your questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Three left.
Multiple choice.
Am I two back from you?
You are. You and Pepe both are.
Multiple choice. True or false, despite playing 1,045 games in his career, Wilt Chamberlain never fouled out of a game. True or false?
Who went first last time?
You have to go first. There's two left.
Oh, there's two left? I think that's true. Pepe.
True.
Greg.
There's three left or two left?
Three left. Two after
this. I'll go true.
Mace.
I'm way behind, right?
Yeah. Well, four. I have seven. You have four.
Yeah.
You need to go opposite.
I'll go false. I'll go false.
Brian.
Yeah, false.
It is true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay, so Mace and Brian are out.
Out.
All right, there are two left. Greg, you and Pepe have six, and I have eight, so you got to go opposite on these.
Multiple choice. As an 18-year-old rookie, how many games did Kobe start? Six, seven, or eight?
That's a good question. I'm going to go six.
I'll say seven.
Greg?
Yeah, I'll say seven also.
What's the answer, Michael?
Six.
All right, so.
You win.
You got a tiebreaker?
Yeah, I got a tiebreaker.
All right, do the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Here's a stat every player would love to lead in. To date, LeBron has made the most money on his NBA salary alone, more than any other player in history. How much has LeBron made to date?
All right, I'll go first. I'm going to say $322 million. Pepe.
$323
million. Just to be a jerk. Good for you,
Pepe. All right,
Pepe.
Greg.
$324
million. And I'll say $325 million.
$321 million.
Oh,
why don't you go down?
$321 million.
Why don't you go down? Go up.
All right.
Okay.
He wrote $421 million.
And Mace gets it. The answer, $479 million.
Yeah. I'd really like you to look in the mirror and think about this, Brian. Why did you pick the number in between two numbers that we had guessed instead of the highest number?
I'm the first number to win. That's my mistake.
I think I know exactly why.
Yeah.
The pride of Humboldt County.
All right, so, Greg, that puts me in first place,
yes,
right?
Yes, you have four. Mason has three, and Pepe two.
Four more days. Oh, and I'm here for all those days, so I got a chance. Okay, good.
If I don't win this month, it'll be the first time since September I did not tie for the month.
Okay, but it's not over.
Short memory. All I remember is I tied for the win this last month,
yes,
right?
With
when
me.
Is Pepe's next potpourri lies?
Yeah. Wait, what? I don't want to do the potpourri of lies in February because I want to compete against you.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't want to do potpourri of lies.
We'll bring you back in March.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I want to participate against
Pepe, you. Yeah. So the next time you'll be in will be Wednesday.
And I'll do the game.
Clipper game.
We have games Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah,
that'll be my game,
Okay, so.
I'll do one of those days. Which day you want to do?
Michael, you do Wednesday because you'll be here Wednesday.
Right.
Mace, you do Thursday.
Okay.
I'll be at Thursday,
and then Greg, you do Friday.
Okay,
there you have it.
Okay.
It's like Cappy in the schedule. There's our schedule
and
of game of games next week.
That's a break for you because it's into the next month.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
Next game, you and Pepe should win it because it's about coffee, and you guys love your coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a big coffee drinker. So, Brian, you got Monday, I do Tuesday, okay?
All right. Right now, I think we've got both Shidano and Cap ready to go. Let's do some Super Crosstalk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Fit Friday!
All right, so neither one of you guys are in studio. Where are you? Sonano, where are you at?
I'm home today.
You're home, and Cappy, where are you?
South LA.
CappyCast Studios.
That's right.
I'll say this. I played pickleball again today with Michael Trudell, and he gets better every time I play again.
He's a natural athlete. You guys may be the sleepers in this thing, in the celebrity division.
So wait a minute, it's you and Trudell?
No, I'm playing with Cappy. I made a huge mistake. I should have just gone with Trudell.
Yeah.
Who is Trudell playing with?
Dave McMenamin.
Dave McMenamin. Well,
that'll be a good team.
Yeah, no, Dave's also a good athlete. Yeah.
He's a soccer player. He knows how to use his hands.
Yeah, Trudell's
and,
a good athlete.
You know, Jet and Talon played with us a little bit today, too. It was fun. They were
probably
good, too.
Very good, yeah. Brian was saying, well, I don't know if I can play pickle. No, it's actually... it's
literally, you just stand there and wave the thing at the ball.
It's a pretty easy game to be okay at. It's a hard game to be really good at, but it's an easy game to be okay at.
Michael, I think that what I'm lobbying for is a first-round matchup. On one side, Steve Mason and Lindsay Fulton, the frenemies.
Yes, the frenemies.
On the other side, John and Lisa Ireland. Oh, yeah. Who would you favor?
Because Lisa's going to psych out Mace.
Consider me psyched out. Yeah. I'm already psyched out.
You're conceding already?
I'm the one who has not played pickleball any time. I'm picking up a pickleball racket in 3 years.
See, I play every March. Every March.
So I'm going to bet mythical money on you and Lindsay.
You are stupid.
What are you betting on, though? Like, that we're going to win?
Yes.
One match?
Yeah, that you're playing against Lisa and I.
Oh, you can't bet. No, that's not how that works, because then you're going to throw the match, so you win the money, right?
No, you don't know him. He will not throw the match.
I will never throw anything.
John,
I'm too competitive.
Not throwing a match.
So then why would you bet on your opponent?
Because
he's hedging.
I'm hedging, exactly.
Either way, he wins.
If I win the match, I'll be happy.
Wait, John, are you saying you're the weakest of the four on the floor?
Yes, exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm the least experienced.
I think he's trying to be funny. He's trying to set the expectations low.
I swear on my family's life, I'm not. I haven't played pickleball in 3 years.
Yeah, but I played like three times.
That's three more than me.
three times.
No, we're going to hit the practice courts, Mace.
Yes, we are.
Starting next week.
I guarantee you we're not doing that.
Hitting the practice course. Well, please. Lisa's out there every day, right?
I know. She claims she's like a semi-professional pickleball player.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I bet she is.
Yeah.
I mean,
she has to play with me.
She plays tennis like all the time, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
9 hours a day.
And this is just baby tennis.
Okay, so we'll see what happens. Pepe, are you coming to the pickleball tournament?
I will come to see how you guys...
Michael, it's like 20 minutes to
the play-by-play.
Are you going to go? Just to go?
When is it?
March
23rd.
If it was any other day.
I've taught you well, Pepe.
Jorge, what did I send you yesterday? This guy is Prince.
Yeah, he's Prince. He doesn't show up.
He's the one guy who won't show up.
Yeah, you're Prince from the
When We Are the World.
Sedano, this is the first time Wemby is going to play the Lakers in Los Angeles tonight. If they voted Rookie of the Year today, is it him or is it Chet?
So I think it's close. I think that it's probably going to be Wemby, if I had to guess, because really Wemby has really turned it on basically since the turn of the calendar.
Right.
In a way that I've seen him play, that it's just he's so comfortable now. Like the team stinks. There's nothing he can do. Like Chet plays on a really good team. But individually, I would have said Chet up until the last few weeks.
Pepe, Thomas, or Wemby?
Wemby all the way.
Why, do you think?
Because he's playing better.
You've seen Holmgren, though. Holmgren's really good.
Thomas is good, but he's not playing good right now.
They beat the Clippers last night.
I know, but, I mean, it's just one game, but he wasn't playing that good.
By the way, Sonano, when all is said and done, where do the Lakers finish? Ninth, tenth, better than that?
They better hope to finish better than that, because I don't know if they can go to the play-in and find themselves like getting to the conference finals again. The Lakers are very matchup dependent, John.
I do too.
I think that if they can avoid Denver or the Clippers in the first round, then I think they have a decent chance of at least advancing against an OKC or a Minnesota just based on experience. But I don't think it's a given by any stretch. Like, I think they're in for a battle regardless of who they play.
The only team that they haven't played well against is Denver. They probably should have won a game in Minnesota, Michael. Remember that was when LeBron, they said his foot was on the line. It really wasn't. And they've beaten OKC twice, and they've beaten the Clippers twice. So I'm with you, George. I think it all depends on who they get.
Right.
By the way, do you guys agree with me that if the season ended today, the 9-10 playoff game would be Warriors at Lakers?
Right.
I think it'd be on ESPN. I think that would be the highest rated game of the postseason. I think it would get
like an individual game.
Correct.
I still think the finals would still be higher than
even
that
if the finals is OKC Boston,
or even in the conference finals. Like if you get like Boston Knicks, forget about it. Like no, that thing is going to go through the roof.
I think the Knicks are hanging on Julius Randle. I think if Julius Randle
comes
Julius,
back, I think will be done. Like I don't think he's going to play. It seems like based on him allegedly potentially having surgery.
Right. So if that happens,
they're better without him, though. Honestly, I think he's a turnover machine.
But I don't think they can beat the Celtics without him.
He's a turnover machine, though. Like I don't trust him in a playoff series.
Yeah, we'll see. But it would be. Can you imagine, Michael, a play-in tournament with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Draymond, and Klay?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the greatest play-in tournament of all time.
Definitely.
And, by the way, right now, Sacramento would be in it. So you'd get De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, too.
Do you guys – they were talking about asking about LeBron and who's going to be the next face of the NBA once LeBron and Steph retires. And some people are saying it's going to be Anthony Edwards. But are people forgetting about – I think it's going to be Wembanyama.
I do, too.
Oh, I think Wemby will be one of them for sure.
Yeah, I think Wemby. By the way, Anthony Edwards, I think, is a pretty good call. He was in that Adam Sandler movie. He was actually really good in it.
You see him as the face
charisma.
Of the NBA over the next 15
years? Yeah, I don't
years?
See him as the face of
Me
the
either.
NBA, though.
It's good as he is.
He's got
Riz,
Cappy. He's got Riz, like you.
He does? What's that?
Riz, you know what it is.
Riz?
You got it.
I think it's Wemby.
Wemby, yeah.
His Anthony Edwards, the way he moves, I'm not comparing him to this player, just the way he moves is the closest thing I've seen to Kobe and Michael Jordan, just based on the way his body type is and the way he moves, the way he can finish.
He's a little shorter than Michael and Kobe, but you're right. He jumps out of the gym like those two did, and he can hit from all over the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's tough.
But, George, 25-game sprint now for the Lakers, and I'm not sure they get out of the play.
16-9. They're going to go 16-9.
But even if they do, Mace, even if they do,
yeah,
I don't know if that gets them out of the play-in.
No,
right,
it does.
Let me see the remaining strength of schedule.
If they were to go 16-9, that's 46 wins. 46 wins last year would have been the 4 seed.
The team with the toughest schedule is Phoenix.
The eighth toughest schedule, the Lakers. Okay. So Phoenix has the toughest schedule by a long shot. Mm. Their strength of schedule moving forward is 563. Okay. Milwaukee is 2 at 534. Like, that's a big difference. Okay. Let me see. Who else do the Lakers? Sacramento is above the Lakers a little bit.
Meaning their schedule's harder or easier?
Yeah.
No, which one? Is it harder
Phoenix
or easier?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
No. Phoenix and Sacramento are harder. I'm going in order here.
Okay, gotcha.
Than the Lakers. And then everyone else is below them. So
how about the Clippers?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Clippers just below the Lakers. Not by much, but just a little
tad. I think
tad
the Clippers
below.
Might end up being the one seed. I think they're that good.
Let me see who has that. Denver has a pretty weak schedule. Under 500 left. Minnesota under 500 left. OKC has the 24th toughest schedule
Ooh,
left.
That may be somebody to watch.
Yeah. Cappy, what do you think?
Mace, I think that you're working really hard on your whole TikTok thing that you're working on right now.
Did you see my last
TikTok?
Somebody
sent me a text of your TikTok.
I saw it.
Hold on.
Yeah, I saw your TikTok.
It was DeAndre.
DeAndre shared
with
us where you're like, hey, everybody, welcome to the Culture Pop podcast studios. And you're like talking to Sue, who's on your computer screen.
Who I didn't turn on. Yes.
So there's no volume at all. There's no audio. And Sue's talking, and we can't hear a word
she's
saying.
So I'm learning. I got training wheels now. On there right now. Pepe did a dance
today. I can play
today.
It off my computer. I think.
Oh, God.
Also, it's great how you're like telling someone else, hey, do a stupid dance on your TikTok.
Yes, that's what I want. I wanted Pepe. He said he worked on a dance, so I put him on the TikTok.
Mace, when the Chinese take all your money, I'll loan you some money.
The Chinese say hello.
How much? How much are you going to loan him?
Let me see, I
don't know how much money he's got, so we'll see.
I mean, plenty.
Yeah. Pepe?
Yeah. Let's see if you can hear this. Hold on.
Okay, welcome to the Culture Pop Podcast Studio, and you can see we've got fancy lights now.
What are we doing?
Microphone.
Well, he wants...
And we've got Sue Kalinske here. Sue,
Wait a minute, you can't hear Sue?
And then you can't hear Sue, which is the best part of the entire thing.
Because I had an earbud in and I was listening to the earbud and I didn't realize when I put her on I wouldn't actually
hear. You can't even get her on your TikTok.
You're choosing my worst TikTok and you're turning it into my whole...
That's what DeAndre sent us.
Nice lighting, though.
It is good lighting. It's a fancy studio.
Hey, man, really, so I can nice help you out lighting with your TikTok, man. I can help you out a little
can
bit.
Can you?
Give you some ideas and stuff.
Okay. Like, yeah, I need some help. I need some help.
What's with all the lamps in the whatever this room is? Is it a garage or what?
No, it's our that's the studio that we've been building.
It's formerly a garage.
Formerly a garage, yeah. We got fancy lights, fancy mic, all
have
that
you been
stuff
going to, like, estate sales and buying lamps or what?
There aren't a lot of lamps in there, are there?
There seem to be a lot of lamps.
There's a lot of lighting, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, you know, you gotta be well lit. You got to be well lit.
I agree.
Yeah.
On Tuesdays.
How many TikTok things have you done?
I think I've done, let's see, I've probably done 6.
And one of them is really bad?
One of them is really bad. One out of six is really bad. The rest of them are great.
Figure the percentage.
Yeah, no, it's a good batting average, actually.
One other question about the TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a computer screen, and you can see Sue. Of course, you can't hear Sue.
Yeah. Yeah,
but underneath it, there's like a document that's opened. Do you, like, write down a lot of scripts and stuff for the
Culture Pop podcast? I make a lot of notes for the Culture Pop podcast.
Terrence,
yes, I do.
Same thing. Brooklyn, were you a Marley fan?
Yeah.
You were a teenager when his album came out.
Yes.
Was that who's that? Who are you talking
Terrence
to?
Terrence Winter, who actually was one of the executive producers and writers on Sopranos, created Boardwalk Empire, and now wrote Wolf of Wall Street, and now he wrote the Marley documentary.
Did you actually wrote down a question where you used his name, comma, and then got into the question?
I believe I did,
A
yes.
pro of your magnitude.
A pro of my magnitude, yes.
Needs to write down his name.
Here's what I do. I actually write a script, and then I throw it away, but I write it for my own purposes.
That's great.
What is this, just mock Mason?
No, it's not mock
it
Mason.
It's Mason mockery.
Mock.
It's Mason
no
mockery
mock
right
no
now.
No mock. No mock at all.
Yeah, too
no
much mock.
Mock.
Too much mock.
Michael Thompson, do you know that Kim Kardashian listens to Sedano and Cappy?
She does.
She does.
Well, you guys going to get her on?
I don't know.
We've had her on twice.
Yeah.
Well, I have no recollection of it, but apparently we did.
Yeah, well, it was a very funny bit one day, Mason. So we have absolutely never had Kim Kardashian in the show, and then somebody dug it up and found Mason interviewing Kim Kardashian on the show.
I don't remember this stuff.
Yeah, obviously.
Kidding me?
I don't know, Michael. We're busy talking to Magic Johnson around here.
Right? I know.
So wait, how did that go?
Yeah. I heard it. It was great.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was
How'd
good.
How do you guys get Magic? We can't get him.
You know,
when you say we, who do you mean?
You in Ireland?
Oh, yeah. I don't know that
we're some magic.
We have no guests.
We have no guests on our show.
What? Not even magic?
No, we have no. Bergman only saves guests when he hosts.
Yeah.
That's right. Kurt Warner.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bergman, you wouldn't want magic on the show?
He doesn't want anybody on the show.
You can absolutely have magic on the show, but Sedano and Cap just had him.
Yeah. No, we won't do that. We'll pick somebody else.
Okay.
Would you accept LeBron?
I've never said no. You just make this a thing. So I say, okay.
So we can ask for a guest next week?
If you want to.
Okay. Let's think it up, John.
Yeah, get LeBron.
Make it somebody that's actually good.
We have LeBron coming on next week.
Yeah. We have LeBron coming on next week.
Get LeBron and AD together.
And Otani on a conference call.
No, you can't have AD because he's got no voice.
Oh, right. That's he has true. No voice right now.
You can't talk.
Right. Yeah, what about Otani? Get him.
Otani only in Spanish.
Yeah, he does. He was learning Spanish. Yeah, he was learning
Spanish. Teoscar Hernandez is teaching them.
Dile, buenos días.
Buenos días.
There's Otani. All right, that's it.
That's it on a Friday. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
because
give it to
it's
him. It's a
Friday.
Friday.
Because it's a Friday.
You know that Mace, yesterday I was leaving the Secret Santa party.
Yeah.
And this was at about like 10 after 7 mm-hmm. p.m. And I was going to be like one of the first people to take off.
Yeah.
And you know what Bergie did to me?
What?
He goes, "Where are you going? Where are you going?"
I hear you.
I tried to get him to stay.
Doing your game.
Right.
See, I pulled in Ireland. I didn't even show up.
Yeah, I did too. If it was any other night.
Yeah.
And
wait,
Mace,
that's
perfect.
Pulling in Ireland?
Yeah, I only want to do the show. I don't want to do anything outside of the show.
I'm not doing Christmas in February. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, that is also weird.
No, it was very nice. Everybody was wishing each other Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
So
seriously.
Weird.
Happy
so
Hanukkah,
weird.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Let me just say this. See you tomorrow at 1, 7:10 ESPN.
See you Saturday.